Warning, the following program may contain language and concepts that might disgust you or challenge your sensibilities. Please enjoy the show.
And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Woo, woo, woo.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Shane Lee Hooker starts off Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine with Manish Boy, something that nobody in that group really is. But they sing like they know their stuff. I'm Mike Gold, I know some stuff. Doesn't stop me from babbling like an idiot. Right here every week on GetThePointRadio.com, America's unbelievably astonishing pop culture channel. We're going to be just a teensy tiny bit quieter this week, a little softer this week, just a hair. You might not even notice, but when I put together all the music, you know, I just sort of toss stuff in a folder throughout the entire week and sort it out and arrange it and do all kinds of stuff. I noticed that this was just a little bit quieter, a little less kick-ass, but certainly rockin' blues. I'm not apologizing. We got 2 hours of really, really great music ahead of us. I just wanted to warn you that if you're on one of those cross-country drives and you're looping the show with just for energy, the sixth or seventh time you listen to it in a row might begin to wear off just a tad. Last week, we told you, and you'd know this if you listened last week and you wrote down every word I said, that the Rolling Stones are coming out this December with a real blues album like they used to do way back in the beginning of their career. And I said, don't worry, when we get our hands on it, we're going to play the hell out of it. Well, we got our hands on one track, and we're going to start with that one track right now.
Cut him seat. The dog brought you the paper and put my slippers at your feet. It's a puzzle, it's a riddle, I just can't understand. You know that I fed that dog right off of my plate. He turned around and bit my hand. I believe she's a one-man woman, and I know he's a one-man hound. So how come my dog don't bark when you come round? My dog barks at everyone. He barks at his shadow. Now he's barking at me. And I come home and I find the toilet seat up. That's too many crazy things. I mean, we'll go out walking together, you know, her and me, and the neighbors will ask, where's your husband? I'm standing right there. They ask if I'm a cousin. I mean, the one thing that just doesn't feel, this is terrible. I can't handle this. I hate it. I hate it when the kids call me Uncle Daddy.
The wind goes through the valley. It's warm and hard and wild. It gets all up inside the trees. It shakes the leaves all night. Shake up through the mountains. Shake up to the sky, shake up to the moon above, and then it starts to shine. Lord, it makes me tremble. Lord, it makes me tremble. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
home this morning, my woman, she treated me like day. Just because I had lipstick on my shirt. She looked at me, she made a nasty cry. I said, please, please, woman, get off of my back. I got mad. Got so mad. Seen. That woman tried to beat the hell out of me. She said, I'm tired of you fooling around. Then she picked up a brick and damn near knocked me down. And I got mad. Got so mad. And I will cut off your prick. I got mad. Got so mad. I got mad. You can see that woman trying to beat the hell out of me. Oh, yeah. I got mad. Got so mad. Stay so mad. I got mad. I got mad. You can see that woman tried to beat the hell out of me.
Come on.
Alvin Lee offers up the straight line, Love Like a Man, before Alvin. Oh, yeah, Janis Joplin and her Full Tilt Boogie Band. That was Move Over. Janis for you anytime. A.C. Reed and the Iceman Albert Collins team up for I Got Mad. I used to do that. Then I figured they're going to nominate Trump anyway. Bonnie Raitt before that, the Shakin' Shakin' Shakes. Before that, brand new from the David Bromberg Band, you all know. Oh, that's one of my faves. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Good question. Luckily, he gave us the answer, and we opened the set with brand new from the Rolling Stones. So new that you can't even buy it yet. That was Just Your Fool. Man, great harp work, too. Okay, we got us some Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention live, which is a neat trick. And we're going to prove it to you in 12 seconds.
Mike, go!
You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
Thank you.
either, and I say either, you say neither, and I say neither, either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off. Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. Like oysters, and I like oysters. I'll take oysters and give up oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, Weird Sounds goes high end on the low brow. We opened with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention at their phenomenal Carnegie Hall concert. First time a rock band, so to speak, ever played the Carnegie Hall. That was Pound for Brown and Sleeping in a Jar. Nobody titled tracks like Frank did. After Frank, Fred Astaire. Let's call the whole thing off. No, we're not. We're not even halfway through. From Fred to Ginger. Get it? Fred and Ginger. This one is Ginger Baker. And it's Ginger Spice from there. Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa, Sing, Sing, Sing. Yeah, that's from the Weird Sounds Greatest Hits collection. Like I said, high end of the lowbrow. We're going to go undercover in a mere 10 seconds.
Mike, go!
Where life is beautiful all the time.
Weird Sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
So we can groove on now. I know I swing a little break, but we can jump and shout. You're not too far back off the highway, not too long to ride. You park your car in the open, you can walk inside. A little cutie that you had, and you can thank a man. But every time you make a scene, you find it drawing. Don't let it fly away.
the music intrigue you when you get a crack. And I know you can't dance, you would if you could. I got my eyes on you, baby, 'cause you're dancing good.
taking a trip.
Magical mystery tour. La la. Jimmy's Wayne Bride on the road.
Hey, somebody unplugged my vanilla fudge.
That was our undercovers segment. I love playing great covers and or unexpected covers. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers open the set with Chuck Berry's Carol. Joan Jett. Yep, Joan Jett did Louie Louie for 3 minutes. If she did it any shorter, we would have only had time for one Louie. Cheap Trick went on with Go Figure They covered the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. Love the version. Miss Wanda Jackson, queen of music, and she's shaking all over. The Bobby Fuller Four followed. Yeah, the Bobby Fuller Four. You know, we just think of them as I Fought the Law and that's it. No, they did a lot of stuff. And that was Money and Shakedown. Sort of a segue one into the other. You know, it's something you do on stage a lot. And as I hinted at the beginning of this prattle, that was Vanilla Fudge doing Do Ya Think I'm Sexy? Just to prove that you can take the tune out of the disco and never go back in. Roy Cooter kicks off the next set, but first we're going back to the pound.
Mike, go!
This is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Special friend.
On a good time of day.
hitchhiker the other day. Said he wasn't going far. He looked so strange, I couldn't help myself. I asked, please tell me who you are. He smiled politely and lit a cigarette. Smoke seemed to cast a spell. What happened next, I don't understand yet. It was so strange, I can hardly tell. He said, oh.
Custom. are buying and me secondhand Americans. Expatriated Americans are feeling so all alone, telling themselves the same lies that they told themselves at home. Down to the tropical sun come the expatriated American, expecting to have some fun.
Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his party and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty. Richard Corey. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind is filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. We'll be right back.
so much again. Thank you. I'm very excited.
She comes sliding into town. That's all right. Anyway, I'll tell you how I see it till. I'll tell you just what I found. She don't recognize you standing up. You know she thinks you look better. Some tooth-dropping city woman, a heart-stopping refined sugar, all-day sucker type, licking type of sound. Long-tongued daddy, few people may. Just get right up out of their seats and go.
Mom!
your body down.
Yeah, hold that thought for a second. Ry Cooder opened up the set with Let's Have a Ball, Country Joe McDonald, Hold On, It's Coming. Steve Goodman went on to talk about them Banana Republics. Simon and Garfunkel cheered us all up with Richard Corey. Creedence Clearwater Revival were joined by Bruce Springsteen and Robbie Robertson. Yeah, I was born on the Bayou. Grace Slick followed with Better Lying Down. And Cosby Steals the Cash and Runs. Find the Cost of Freedom. I'll tell you where to find it. You're going to find it in your polling place on November 8th. No matter how sewn up you think this thing is, and it might not be, ask Tom Dewey. Get out there and vote. Vote for the under ticket. Vote for the over ticket. Vote for all those referenda, particularly if you're in one of the five states that's trying to legalize marijuana. But that's not tonight's big rant. I hope you'll forgive me a bit if this runs long. It is going to run long. I've waited 5 years longer than I've been alive to talk about this. Really. And I'll explain that, I hope. People who are regular listeners, probably people who only listen once, know all too well that I am a loyal Chicagoan. Very much so. And I grew up on the North Side, which made me a Cubs fan by birthright as well as by choice. So I've been waiting 71 years to see the Cubs win the pennant, which is only 5 years longer than I've been alive. And watching that game last night, the Cubs winning a shutout on a double play, that was almost a religious event for me. So I will get spiritual. I'm going to talk about my Aunt Frances. She died about, 10 years ago now. And sadly, for a while before she died, she had Alzheimer's. And the last time I saw her, it was at one of those family functions, and she didn't know anybody who was there. She didn't recognize anybody. But I knew that she was an incredible Cubs fan, which is ironic considering she was born in New York. Nonetheless, she was born in New York the last time the Cubs won the World Series, and that was 1908. So I asked her if she still follows the Cubs, and she told me what had happened in that day's game, and how the team was doing, and who was good and who's bad on the team, and how they've been doing for years. And I think I could have probably taken her all the way back to 1908. Alzheimer's, didn't recognize a single family or friend in the room, and remembered everything there was to know about the Chicago Cubs, and then some. I knew a lot of people like that in Chicago, a lot. Mostly conversation in saloons, but it was harmless. Heated, but harmless. I'm proud to be part of that heritage, and it's really cool to see them get the pennant, to see them running around with that W flag. I'll tell you about that W flag in case you saw the game and you're confused or just thought it was like it stood for Wrigley. Didn't. It stood for a win, and there was a W flag and an L flag. And back in the days before, you know, people had like transistor radios even, they would fly those flags up so that people coming home from work, you know, they only played day games, would see whether the Cubs won or lost. And that tradition persists to this day, as you've seen last night. That's a cool, cool thing. So we have all these horrors surrounding us in our life. I mean, a bloody, ugly, pathetic joke of an election. And we still have to endure that for another week or two. But think about the Chicago Cubs and think about hope. Think about the fans, not the team. The team can do fine on its own. Think about the fans. We've always had hope. The games were always, if not total sellouts, then damn close. There were no fair weather fans in Cubs history. Very few. So in addition to giving us the blues, the electric blues, and a lot of rock and roll, and a lot of jazz, and a lot of great writers, Carl Sandburg, Ben Hecht, and Nelson Algren, Studs Terkel, Mike Royko, some enormous culture. We have hope, and that goes way beyond a baseball game, folks. Tweet me at Mike Gold. We'll be back here next week with our usual political rants and notices of apocalyptic events, but mostly with 2 hours of shit-kicking rock and blues. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And, of course, we'll be back at the Galaxy's True Pop Culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com. Steve Goodman, who you heard from a few minutes ago, one of the world's biggest Cubs fans before he died, he wrote a dying Cubs fan's last request. That's a tune that's on Weird Sounds Greatest Hits. Totally inappropriate to play that tonight. However, Steve Goodman also wrote the anthem for the Cubs, and a lot of Cubs fans have been singing it the past 24 hours. To my Cleveland friends, hey, we're all going to have some great fun this next week, aren't we? You bet. We'll still be friends when it's over. Take us home, Steve.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go!
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.